Oh my God, it's 2026. Hallelujah. Listen, we made it through 2025, but I have a word for you today because we're going to keep our momentum. We're going to keep pressing forward in Christ Jesus. Why? Because I want you to know that what you did in 2025 was not for naught. And so the word of the Lord for 2026 is do not stop. I will say it again. Do not stop. Listen, we are under the command to continue. We are under the command to continue. And so I'm excited because as we enter into this year, as we have entered into this year, the Spirit of the Lord is not calling us to just be excited about the new. Oh, come on here. Because what we like to do is just be excited about the new. But he is calling us to realize the new that comes from fulfilling what was commanded of us and expecting us to endure until it is finished. Say, I endure. I endure. I endure until it is finished. Listen, many of you like to do these start overs. Many of you come up with new ideas at the top of the year that you're going to fulfill in that year without realizing and stopping and thinking that you are a part of God's continuum, that you are continuing down the line that Christ already started regarding your life before the foundations of the earth. So how could one year, oh, come on here. How could one calendar year start it all over? We're not starting over. January 2026 is not about what you start. It is about what you refuse to forget and refuse to abandon. Listen to me. I want you to understand that you have to refuse to forget and refuse to abandon all of your labor and all of your work that you've already put into your process of becoming a king. Oh, hallelujah. Why am I saying this? Because many people are beginning this year with a pursuit of their passion. Don't go back after your passion. Stay in the passion of the Lord Jesus Christ. While few of us continue, listen to me, the continuum of Jesus Christ with conviction. You must continue the life of Jesus Christ that is afforded in you with conviction. Many of you have not completed what he called you to do the first time he spoke to you. Oh, come on. Yes, I got to slow you down. I have to make you consider the things that eternity is looking upon when it comes to your life, not what the world calls as a do-over or a start-over or a new opportunity. What do you mean? New mercies are every day. Do you not understand that you have a new opportunity every day to continue down the path that Jesus Christ created for you before the foundations of this earth? Don't be so worldly. Don't be so worldly bound. Don't be so caught up in the natural things of this world that you forget your kingdom identity and position. Yes, this is what I'm telling you. Because many of you keep forgetting that you serve a king. Perhaps it's because you're not serving a king. Oh, come on. I didn't mean to cut you so early in the year, or perhaps I did. Either way, my entire goal is to get you into the mind of Christ so that you can fulfill what God has promised you. You have an inheritance that has been promised, but if you don't keep the mind of Christ, you cannot expect to receive the inheritance because it's only one way in. Oh, come on. The world is lying to you that you can remain as you are. The world is lying to you. Yeah, I'm not calling it the church, if you notice. I'm no longer calling it the church. I'm calling it the world system that has infiltrated the church. So when I say the world is lying to you, trust me, I'm talking about these church leaders that are worldly. Oh, come on here. They bought the world's constitution and replaced the kingdom constitution of eternity. and you don't realize that you're not living the life that eternity prescribed for you. Oh, come on here. The new year is not a new day for Jesus Christ, okay? I want you to remember that, because there's absolutely nothing new under the sun. I want you to remember there's nothing new under the sun. This year that we're about to walk through has already gone through. Oh, come on here. In eternity, it's already finished. Oh, when Jesus came, he said it is finished. It's a finished work. So if any man is in Christ Jesus, understand you're walking out the finished work of Jesus Christ. You're not walking out the new year of this. Oh, all right. I got to get through this lesson today because I want you to start out strong, okay? So the new year is not a new day for Jesus Christ. It is a continuum of his will being done on earth as it is in heaven. And that cannot be tracked by days. It cannot be tracked by days. It cannot be tracked by days. It can only be tracked by fulfillment and completion. Oh. Hallelujah. Listen, this thing is making me excited. My own message is making me excited. It was making me excited as I was writing it out to present to you. And it's still making me excited because I understand what God is doing in this hour. He's telling you, listen, don't forget the work that you have done. Listen, when you look at yourself in the mirror, just because you are not who you want to be, just because you haven't fulfilled the totality of what I've called you to be, do not put down your work. Jesus the Christ. Why? Because this is what we do. It's a worldly thing. It's an earthly thing. We look around in life and we compare ourselves even to our own selves. But scripture says, do not compare yourself. That means that you have to purpose to keep the mind of Christ and be able to identify where you are in your identity in Christ and what still needs to be worked out. Hallelujah. So I want to remind you. I need to remind you, and I want you to remember that heaven in itself is not tracking the new year. It's tracking your fulfillment and your completion of things that have been entrusted in your hand, starting out with your identity in Christ. The kingdom is not advanced by strong starts, okay? I want you to hold fast to that. Nor by sudden decisions to want something new. Instead, it advances by those who govern themselves to be faithful finishers. Are you a faithful finisher? Come on. This year, become a faithful finisher if you have not been a faithful finisher. Those who have a nevertheless, like Jesus the Christ. Again, listen. Those who say, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I have been teaching this, and I'm standing on this, and I'm bringing it forward into 2025 because the Lord our God wants you to hold fast to truth. Are you hearing me? Oh, therefore, listen, I want you to be extremely clear, okay? And I want you to hear with clean ears. I want you to be able to hear what it is that heaven is saying. I don't want this word to be filtered through anything other than the word of Jesus the Christ. Okay, because at the beginning, in the end of the day, I want you to understand that we are under the command to continue. So do not stop. I will say it again. Do not stop. How can he finish what he started in you if you stop? Come on, ask yourself that. How can he be faithful to the end to finish that which he started in you if you stop? How can he prove himself to be faithful to the end if you stop? Oh, come on here. Do you understand why you cannot stop? Do not stop. Are you getting what I'm saying? Are you understanding where I'm coming from and where I'm going with this message? Fulfillment cannot come to pass if you stop. So again, do not stop, because we are under the command of Jesus the Christ. According to 1 Corinthians 15 and 5, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Come on here. Didn't I tell you to respect your labor? Scripture is letting you know, listen, the only way you're going to walk away from all that God has been building in you is if you think that it was in vain. But if you remain steadfast, immovable, and always abounding, you'll respect your labor. Oh, come on here. According to the ISV, therefore, my dear brothers, be steadfast, unmovable, always excelling in the work of the Lord, because you know that the work that you do for the Lord isn't wasted. Come on. Don't believe the lie. What you did in 2025 is not wasted. It's not over. Listen, do not stop. Why? I'm going to keep repeating it until you get it in your spirit and get it in your mind, until this word becomes conscious instead of unconscious, because we are under the command to continue. Now, the first point I want to focus on is that this command is a matter of you not starting over strong, but instead it's about you finishing faithful and not scratching all of your progress and work done in 2025 and before. Come on, because some of you have been pressing for years. Some of you have been in the fight for years, and you think that the fight is for naught, but it's not. God is a master builder, and that's a builder that builds brick by brick by brick by brick. Come on here. Don't you want to be a stable house? Don't you want to be a house built on the word of the Lord? Don't you want to be a strong house that cannot just crumble under wind, under water, under pressure, under fire? Come on, don't you want to be a fortified city? Come on. This is a word to address that you are not a beginner. I want to remind you, you didn't just start in Christ Jesus. I want to remind you, you've been working a long time, and don't take your work for naught. Don't accept that what you've gone through for Christ Jesus is for naught. Don't throw it away, because the gems are in the lessons. What did I tell you? Sometimes you win and sometimes you learn. If you been working with Christ Jesus, you should have a lot of learning under your belt. Oh, but many of you took the learning opportunities and cried. Many of you took the learning opportunities and complained. But I'm here as an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ to tell you, wait a minute. Do you not realize that you were working out your soul salvation? Do you realize that you are already serving God when you begin to work out your soul salvation? Do you not realize that you're already carrying the responsibility in the kingdom when you begin to work out your soul salvation? Don't take those lessons as just, oh, I just went through something. That was a hard season. Oh, that was a wilderness season. Come on here. If Jesus Christ himself suffered, learned by the things that he suffered, how much more you? Is this a New Year's message? Is this a 2026 message? Yes, it is. Because I'm speaking to those in Jesus Christ who have decided to become the destroyer of their own iniquity towards Christ Jesus. Yes, I'm back at it, and I'm back on it. Why? Because there's nothing new under the sun when it comes to King Jesus. All these people out here trying to preach a new gospel, trying to put a spin on a gospel. They need to teach the true gospel so Jesus Christ people can be set free and on the straight and narrow. But if you don't get it from them right here at Reign Embassy, I guarantee you're going to get it from me. Yes, I'm back at it. This is for the ones in Christ Jesus who have grown tired. Listen to me. I want you to listen and hear what I have to say, because sometimes you get tired when you're in the trenches, but do not stop. This is for the one who is under pressure. Sometimes you become so pressurized because of the weight that God has put on you for you to be pressed out. Listen, you're coming out. Listen to me. You're coming out stronger than ever before. So do not stop, because if you do, the strength won't be there for you to finish your race. Listen to me. This is for the one who is misunderstood. Many of you are fighting for your soul salvation. Many of you are fighting for your mind, and everybody around you is misunderstanding your growth. Everybody around you is misunderstanding how God is growing you up. Everybody around you is misunderstanding how God is preparing to elevate you. But I'm here to let you know, do not stop. Oh my God. This is for the one tempted to slow down. Listen to me. Don't slow down. Don't give up. Don't change pace. Keep plowing forward. Don't do it. Don't slow down because you or anybody else is telling you that it doesn't take all that. I'm telling you, do not stop. Oh, God got you right where he wants you. I need you to understand that this is the season of not stopping. I need to remind you over and over and over and over again until you get it in your very soul that, listen, you're winning. So do not stop, because anyone can start when they're excited about a new thing. That's why the world wants you always to be excited at the top of the year, because it wants to give you a different identity. But I'm fighting for you to stay in your true identity in Christ Jesus. So anyone can start when they are excited about a new thing, when they have an intrinsic and an extrinsic motivation. Listen to me. But everyone does not have faith to stay in the fight. Do you have faith to stay in a fight? Do you have faith to stay in the fight? Or are you looking for a way out? And I say this because faithfulness remains. Faithfulness proves itself after motivation dissipates. Listen to me. Many of you are in Christ Jesus and you're wondering why you keep falling off. Well, I just told you. Faithfulness remains and proves itself after motivation dissipates. Many of you came to church because of your mama. Many of you came to church because of your daddy or because of your friends. Listen to me. But I need for you to understand, the kingdom does not reward enthusiasm. Being enthusiastic about coming to church, waiting for that pat on the back from somebody to say, girl, you going to church, boy, you going to church. Oh, we are so excited for you. That's not what kingdom is doing and rewarding. Are you understanding me? Kingdom does not reward eagerness. You know, this is how you quickly become that religious person. I'm going to be every place where church open up. When they say do this, do that. Yes, you're eager to do it all, but you're not eager to learn the way of the kingdom. Come on here. The kingdom does not reward emotions. It doesn't reward exhilaration. It only honors endurance. I need you to understand that. It only honors endurance. Because the moment that you get off is the moment that your reward is forfeited. That's why I'm fighting you today to stay on track. Do not stop. Paul's instruction is not try harder. It is to stand firmer. It is to double down. Are you hearing me? Double down. Do not stop. Do not try harder. Double down. Become unmovable. Come on here. Become unmovable. Become steadfast. Listen, learn how to always abound. When you do that, the enemy considers you hot. But as long as you stand in emotions, in eagerness, as long as you're just enthusiastic about coming to church, there's no endurance. Because all of those are earthly bound. My second point is that I want you to remember to practice consistency. Practice consistency. You must practice consistency and not just have an intense moment. Many of you just want an intense moment. Think about it. This is why I taught about unjust emotions in the ecclesia, because you come to Christ looking for an intense moment, not looking for the intentionality of salvation. But I need you to look for and learn the intentionality of salvation, not just an intense moment, because we are working out our soul salvation for permanent change. Are you hearing me? Many of you are okay with a moment change, a momentary change. That's why you like intense moments. But listen, working out your soul salvation is a permanent change. He said, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. That's a permanent change. That's not a moment identity. New means new. That's the only thing that should become new. That new identity in Christ Jesus, that's a part of the new heart. Oh, come on here. The only thing new we should be looking for from day to day is the new that the scripture promises, not the new that the world gives. Understand that these are two different news. I need you to remember that lasting change does not come from emotional moments. It comes from sustained obedience. Come on, 2026, I'm gonna be even more obedient than I was in 2025, because obedience is better than sacrifice. Did I teach you that? I did. Those occasional high moments of intensity absolutely excite the soul. Consistent discipline rewires the mind. Oh, come on. Consistent discipline rewires the mind. It rewires our worship. It rewires our prayer. And it rewires our application of the word. Can anybody go for some more advancement in the area of the mind of Christ? If that's what you're going for, you have to give up those occasional high moments and fight for the consistent discipline of prayer, the consistent discipline of worship, the consistent discipline of, which one did I leave out? I said prayer, I said worship, in the application of the word. Come on here. Because you have to get consistent in these areas so that you can become who God created before the foundations of this earth. Why? Because small, repeated acts of obedience require micromanaging habits to ensure that you are creating durable pathways. New standards of operation must become your portion in 2026. Do you not know that because we are in Christ Jesus, new mercies are afforded us every day? Therefore, our standards of operation can change every day and become more and more like Christ. Don't you want that? You can't have that if you are not micromanaging your bad habits, your endemic habits. If you are not analyzing your endemic habits, come on here. You must employ the hammer principle. I taught you this. I spoke about this. Well, I spoke about those who were with me at the top of the year in service. And I said to you that there is a hammer principle that you must employ. Why? Because the defensive hardness of the sin nature and the sin appetite does not just bow down. It doesn't just throw in the towel. Come on here. You must be aware that one hard strike may crack the rock, but repeated strike after strike after strike after strike is what breaks it apart into pieces. You got to break that sin and that iniquity into pieces. You got to break that hardness into pieces. Come on here. This is why scripture calls for daily bread, to work out our soul salvation day by day by day by day. Not only to have a big weekly feasting on Sunday, because many of you only wait for that word to come forth on Sunday and you think you're going to feast on that and grow. But God put leaders over you to show you the way through their living. I will say it again. God put leaders over you to show you through the way of their living, not to be the way. That's the first problem with the world. It wants to be the way. Oh, come on here. Oh, listen, this message is just a blessing. All right. God put leaders over you to show you the way through their living, not to be the way through your obsession, through your addictions, through your personal interests, or your craze. Come on here. Many of you are serving leaders and not serving God. You have not stepped into Jesus the Christ. Why? Because of your own obsessions, because of your own people addictions, because of your own personal interests, and because of your own personal craze. My job is to teach you how to be steadfast, unmovable, abounding according to scripture. That's my job. If I'm teaching you anything outside of that to cause you to only lean on me, to only trust in me, then I'm not doing my job. Many leaders are not doing their job. They're false leaders because you lead the people to Christ, not to your own crises. I'm telling you, many of these people have crises in their minds. They have crises in their souls. They have crises in their hearts. And listen, you are following down the same road. But I'm here to admonish you to get on the road of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Paul did not say to be emotional. He did not speak about being excited and inspired. That doesn't get you to being a worker in the kingdom. Listen to me. That only gets you to boredom. Oh, I gotta go there. I have to go there because many of you are bored. You're bored in your walk because you're not walking the right path. I'm sending a clarion call. I'm letting you know and letting you know if you are bored, if you found boredom, if you are at the point where you want to stop, it's because you are not on the right track. Oh my God. See, spectators, those who show up to be entertained, those who show up for you as a leader and not for the Christ in you, quit when they get bored. This is good. My God, today, this is excellent. If you have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is teaching today, then you know that this is excellent. because workers don't get bored. They don't get bored, but they are tempted sometimes to quit when they get weary in well-doing. But what am I here to do? As an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm here to admonish you. Do not stop. I'm talking to those in the kingdom working who are growing weary. Listen, do not stop because your fight is not in vain. Come on here. Did I not just say that? Faithfulness remains and proves itself after motivation dissipates. I'm going to keep saying that because I want you to understand that if you are fainting, if you are giving up, if you have thrown in the towel, it's because your motivation has dissipated. So I want you to remember this critical point that I will continue to preach until I return back to eternity and continue my work for my eternal office. And that is this simple fact. Salvation is all about working out the iniquity in your soul that will keep you from entering in. Salvation is all about working out the iniquity in your soul that will keep you from entering in. Listen. Therefore, my dear brothers, be steadfast, unmovable, always excelling in the work, always abounding in the work of the Lord, because you know that the work that you do for the Lord is not wasted. Isn't that good news? Is that only good to me? Listen to me. That's good news. So the third point that I want to leave with you today is this simple fact. The greatest threat to kingdom advancement is not opposition. I know you all are saying, what? Not opposition. No, it's not opposition. It is exhaustion without perspective, because when you work without remembering your goal, you will stop. Oh. That's rich. That's powerful. When you grow weary and stop, it's because you did not keep your perspiring in perspective. You didn't know why you were sweating. You didn't know why you was working out. You didn't know the point. You forgot. You didn't keep the point of why you was working so hard in perspective. I need you to understand, when you work for personal gain instead of persona exchange, you will stop. Oh, come on here. Your identity must be found in Christ. That's what you got to remember. I want you to remember this other thing. I taught my daughter this. I teach people who walk with me this. And that is this simple fact. You are not training for resignation. You are training for reigning with Christ Jesus. Don't resign. Do not stop. Don't throw in the towel. Do not stop. Remember that there's a purpose for your training, and that is to reign with Jesus Christ. Now, I need to do something very special for you so that you can start this year off right and clear, righteous and clear, holy and clear, not motivated, but righteous. So let me anchor you in this command as an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. In 2026, God commands those called and appointed by him to be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord, your labor is not in vain. Your labor is not wasted. Come on here. I'm going to run this down. Your labor is not barren. Why? Because I'm speaking to you today. I'm speaking to your mind. I'm telling you today, the new pathways are being created under this under this word. I need you to remember that your work is not in vain, that it's not abortive. Many of you want to abort your, come on here. Many of you want to abort your work, but I'm telling you, do not stop. Keep working. Many of you believe that your work is fruitless, but I'm here as an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ to remind you, listen to me, keep working. Don't stop. It's not fruitless. Come on. It's not insignificant to God. It's not unprofitable. It's not unproductive. It's not small. Listen to me. More than anything, I want you to understand and remember that your work is not pointless. Why am I encouraging you in this fashion? Because I know how the enemy likes to play in the mind of those who belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. So I am anchoring you today in the position to prosper in your perspective. That's right. I want you to prosper in your perspective. Listen, that keeps you focused and in the promise of salvation. Hallelujah. Do you realize that there's all kinds of promises for you when you remain in your salvation, when you remain working out your soul salvation? Oh, hallelujah. That's a reason to rejoice. That's a reason to say hallelujah. That's a reason to say thank you, Jesus. That's a reason to honor and revere the fact that he did not stop. He went all the way to the cross and shed his blood on your behalf for you to have salvation. Come on here. So if he didn't stop, I want you not to stop. Be like Jesus and do not stop. According to 1 Corinthians 9:24 through 27, do you not know that in a race, all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain the prize. I'm reminding you what salvation is all about. And every man that strives for the mastery exercises sobriety of mind. They are not swayed by passion. They are self-restrained, regulated, ruled, governed, and managed in all things. Come on here. This is scripture. Get yourself together. Read your word. Get in your word. Become the word. Our endemic nature does this to obtain a corruptible crown. Oh, I didn't went deep. But those of us who make up God's kingdom citizenry and those of us who are ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ become an incorruptible crown. That's what we're working out. That's what we're doing. I told you the only reason why you will stop is if you don't know why you're working out your soul salvation. But I'm here to let you know you're working out your soul salvation because you are becoming an incorruptible crown. So we run. Those of us who are in God's kingdom, those of us who are ministers of God's gospel, we run. And we don't run aimlessly. We are not uncertain of what we are obtaining. Come on here. Yes, we fight, not as one that beats the air, but as keepers. We fight as guards. We fight as protectors. We fight as preservers under the rulership of eternity. Therefore, we keep our body. We keep our whole physical structure, bringing it into subjection. Come on here. I'm telling you how to walk out 2026. I'm telling you why your salvation is being fortified even the more. We have purpose, so we are not stopping. Why? Because our whole physical structure must be brought into subjection. That sudden harm, that sudden distress and deception by any means, by any course of action, and any resource at its disposal cannot accomplish iniquity, unrighteousness, and condemnation in our body. Oh, come on here. Come on here. Come on here. This is what you're fighting for. The enemy wants to bring you what? Into iniquity. The enemy wants you to be unrighteous. There's going to always be certain things coming your way to distress you, to distract you, to harm you, to deceive you. But you must know your job. But the biggest thing Paul preached in this particular scripture is for a particular reason. So when we have preached to others, we ourselves should not be a castaway. Come on here. Why am I preaching this? Because 2026 is going to reveal to you many leaders that are castaways. They are preaching a gospel that they are not living, and God is taking away their sound. He's taking away their effect. He's taking away their popularity. He's shutting off the ears of the people. Why? Because God is a keeper for those who want to be kept. And many of these leaders don't want to be kept. They want to be kept in their sin. They want to be kept in their vain imagination. They want to say that they're a leader in the kingdom, but they slaughter the kingdom citizenry. I'm gonna run. If I could run, I would run. I'm not gonna run. Jesus, help me today. They're slaughterers of the king's kids. Oh, come on here. But Paul is preaching against that behavior. He's saying, listen to me. Obtain the prize. Work out your soul salvation so that you yourself will not be the castaway. You yourself will not be a person lost. You yourself will not be a person abandoned. You yourself will not be a person disqualified from God's benefit. Do you understand that there are provisions in Jesus the Christ that he pulls back when you become a castaway? There are cares, provisions in place for you as the one that he created as his very own creatures that you are putting on the line from day to day because you're not a keeper of your mind, because you're not a keeper of your soul, because you are not fighting to become an incorruptible crown. Oh, come on here. God's guardianship, this is what you're losing. God's guidance, this is what you're forfeiting. But we, most importantly here at Reign Embassy, do not want to be a person rejected by Jesus the Christ. If that matters to you, if you want to make it in, then I'm admonishing you to do this one thing. And that is, do not stop. We are under the command to continue the work of the Lord in us. We are training because as he is, so are we in this world. God bless each and every one of you. I am Apostle Janita Collins, and I will see you next week. God bless.